on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Thousands of children in Kent are having a day off today as hundreds of teachers stage a 24-hour strike. Josh has more for KMFM.
What do we want? More investment!
Well, these are just some of the teachers taking part in a strike across Kent today. At least 8 schools are shut and 21 more are partially closed as NUT members walk out over funding and contracts. Tom from Ashford took part in a rally in Canterbury.
I feel that a motivated workforce, a workforce who can do our jobs safely, securely, that has got to be better in the long run for students' education than one day that's designed to put pressure on the government to try and ensure that.
Meantime, dozens of parents have taken the day off work, with some angry that teachers can cause such disruption.
The way things are with schools these days, we get in trouble for taking the kids out, but then the teachers throw a strike in the middle of the week. It's just, I just think, to be honest, there's plenty of times that they can do it, and in the middle of the week, during the school year, is not the time to do it.
Well, Christine Dickinson from the NUT says the action will help children in the long run.
It's not easy to have your children off school when you're not expecting it. However, we do firmly and strongly believe that this is much more important and the issue is actually about their children.
You can vote on whether you think it's right for teachers to walk out in our online poll at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
In the past few minutes, junior doctors have rejected the government's proposed new contract. 58% of members of the British Medical Association across England voted against the offer. It was drawn up during talks at the Conciliation Service ACAS after a series of strikes earlier this year. Southern Railway has confirmed it's cutting 341 trains a day as it tries to deal with disruption caused by delays and strikes. Govia Thames Link has been given permission to bring in an emergency timetable which will affect services from Tunbridge and Ashford. Unions have been taking action over plans to get rid of conductors on trains. RMT General Secretary Mick Cash has been given evidence to MPs this morning.
One of the things that we are deeply concerned about is that without that second person being guaranteed on the train, you will not have what you expect in terms of crowded trains, have enough safety qualified staff on.
KMFM News.
A man's appeared in court after a woman died when a car crashed into a Costa coffee shop in Kent. The victim had been sitting near the window of the store in Westerham when it happened on Christmas Eve. 86-year-old David Lord from Croydon Road in the town has been charged with causing death by dangerous driving and is due back in court in September. The body of a man missing from Tunbridge Wells has been found. 33-year-old Martin Cadman was last seen leaving a travel lodge in Albury last Tuesday morning where he'd been staying there for work. A body was discovered in woodland in West Bromwich on Saturday. The death is not being treated as suspicious.
KMFM News.
Children in Kent as young as 6 are going to be among the first in the country to take part in new self-defence workshops. The sessions, which are starting on the first ever National Stand Up to Bullying Day, are supported by anti-bullying charities. It's hoped it'll help children in Medway and Ashford be better equipped to deal with confrontation. Mark Panton is one of the organisers.
There is obviously a process that children would need to go through beforehand, creating their own space, understanding what their own space is, ensuring that people aren't coming into their personal space and they don't feel threatened at any stage.
And Absolutely Fabulous has stormed the box office with the biggest opening weekend for a British film this year. The movie took over £4 million. It's the best performance since Bond film Spectre.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Tennis and its ladies' quarter-finals day at Wimbledon. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Australian Open champion Angelique Kerber takes on fifth seed Simona Halep in the pick of today's ties, while defending champion Serena Williams faces Russia's Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. On to cricket, and Kent's Sam Billings is with the England squad for a 2020 international against Sri Lanka later. They've already secured test and one-day series wins against the tourists ahead of the game in Southampton. Captain Owen Morgan says they want to end on a high, but know their opponents will be desperate for a win too.
I think it's important for us to keep an eye on exactly what we do and try and impose ourselves in the game. Work hard to get into a position, a winning position, but don't forget how hard we have to work to get there.
Play's due to get underway at 6:30 tonight. Meantime, Kent have got it all to do to get a result from their championship game against Essex. They're batting on day 3 at Chelmsford and a short time ago were 18 for 1 in their second innings. That's 344 runs behind after Essex hit 569 in their first go with the bat.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.